So let's pray as we get started this morning. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for your teaching on baptism. Lord, I thank you for teaching us today, Holy Spirit, and ministering to every heart and mind that is here today. Thank you for those who are listening online. Lord, bless us, draw us together close to you by your Spirit. And we ask these things in Jesus' mighty name. And the church said, amen. We're so thankful for each one of you are here, friends and guests. God bless you as with the teaching of the word. Here at River of Life, we like to read our scriptures together. And so we're going to go ahead and get started with Matthew 3:13-17. Let's read that together. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me? But Jesus answered and said to him, permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. Let's read the next verse. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water and beheld heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. So Jesus went to John the Baptist to be baptized. And John baptized people in repentance. Well, Jesus didn't have anything to repent of because he had no sin. But if you notice in the scripture, it says, but Jesus answered to him and said, permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Water baptism is what helps us, causes us to fulfill all righteousness. Our salvation is completed by being water baptized. Baptism in the water, being immersed, like I said, is emphasized in the New Testament. And as we see the scripture reading about Jesus Christ being baptized, there was a witness of the Heavenly Father. He said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. There was a witness of the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit came down and descended upon Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ was the participant in the water baptism. So all three persons of the Godhead sealed water baptism. Tell someone close to you, it's really important. It's fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. And notice he said, it's fitting for us. He didn't say it's fitting for me, but he was identifying with every person that would come after him, that would be baptized in the water, in Jesus' name. He was identifying with them that it would fulfill all righteousness in our lives. So water baptism is the way to carry out or fulfill righteousness. Let's go on to our next verse. And that is found in Matthew 28:18-20, Jesus gave us a command. Let's read it together. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. So he said, go and make disciples, baptizing them. Baptism is a commitment to discipleship. If you're not willing to be a disciple or a follower of Jesus Christ, then you should not get baptized. But if you want to follow Jesus Christ, you must be water baptized. The scripture is clear about God's plan. Once a person makes a commitment to be baptized, then time is spent teaching them what it means to follow Jesus. Sometimes we get the cart before the horse, but this is not something that you have to study for years. Baptism, it is a decision that you make that I am going to follow Jesus Christ. I'm going to be his disciple. And from that point on, you begin to follow Jesus, learn his word, commit yourself to the ways of the Lord. So we hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the gospel is simple. Jesus died, and he was buried, and he rose again. The first step to receiving that is always repentance. When you're baptized, your sins are not washed away. Your sins are forgiven you when you say to the Lord and you ask him to forgive you. He forgives your sins. Baptism is an outward sign that you have made that commitment. That you're going to identify with the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ by being buried in a watery grave. Every time we see baptism happen, every time a person is baptized, we're reenacting the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You see, when we commit ourselves to God, we commit ourselves to change, to turn around, to live a new life, to follow him, that our old man is going to die. We crucify the flesh. The way we used to live, we can't live that way anymore. That man is dead. When someone is dead, you bury them, right? So when that old man is dead, when you've made that commitment, I'm going to follow the Lord no matter what. I'm going to get here, Aaron, no matter what it takes me. I'm going to push through. I'm going to do what God has asked me to do. And when we make that commitment, you know, that old man that used to live in us, he's dead, and we need to put him in a watery grave. It's symbolic. Jesus died, and he rose again. And it's symbolic of that. Every time we have a baptism, we're reminded of what Jesus Christ did for us. He died, he was buried, and he rose again. So let's take a look at Acts chapter 2. And this is from the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit was poured out. And afterwards, the 120, they went out in the street. People thought they were drunk. Hallelujah, because they were so full of the Spirit of God. You know, it's a new wine that you get to drink when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't make fun of it if you don't understand it. People make fun of it because they don't understand it. But when you get drunk on the Holy Ghost, you are drinking some new wine from the heavens. Hallelujah. Some of you are smiling because you know what I'm talking about. So let's read this together. Acts 2:36 and 37 says, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Men and brethren, what shall we do?'" Let's read on. Acts 2:38 through 39 is God's program. It's really all wrapped up in this one verse. these two verses, it says, "Then Peter said to them, 'Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call.'" Repent and be baptized, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. It is the promise of the Lord. It's not a long, drawn-out process. We used to pray with people, and some people would pray for 5 years, 2 years, to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The baptism is yours today. When you go down in the water and you come back up, the Lord will baptize you with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. It's powerful. This is God's program, and it's not complicated. And people try to make it so complicated. It is not complicated. They heard the word, and they were cut in their heart. And this is what happens. The word of God is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, and it cuts between the soul and the spirit. God lets us know what needs to be cut away. He convicts us because he loves us. Let's read our next verse. This also is a little further in Acts chapter 2. And he said, "And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, 'Be saved from this perverse generation.' Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers." So they heard the gospel, and they received it, they believed it, and they were baptized. And from that day on, they continued in the apostles' doctrine, and they fellowshipped, and they prayed. Jesus said, "Go into all nations, baptizing them, making disciples." And so once a person is baptized, they need to be discipled. We are not born into this world and then left on our own to figure out how are we going to take care of ourselves. No, God designed a plan. There are parents, there are moms, there are dads, there are caregivers, there are guardians that watch over you and help you to grow. It is the same way in the body of Christ. For someone to contact you to make sure you're doing okay, to help you with your studies, to answer your questions. Everyone needs to be discipled. We never stop being discipled by the Lord. It's just like kids always need a little counsel from their parents. You know, every now and then they'll call you up to get a little prayer, get some counsel. It's the same way in the body of Christ. We're the family of God. Tell someone, you need help. God never designed for us to do this on our own. He designed for us to be connected together, to help one another, to encourage one another. That's why we gather together. That's why we come together to worship the Lord, so that we grow in him and we're encouraged. And we're ready to get back out there and fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Apostle Leonard, you can go do what you need to do. He's getting ready for baptism is right after this message. Hallelujah. There is a story recorded in Acts chapter 10 that I just wanted to share with you. And this is about some uncircumcised Gentiles that received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And in Acts chapter 10, Peter told the Gentiles about the miracles and the good things that Jesus had done, that he delivered all that were oppressed from the devil. And Peter shared the gospel message with them in Acts chapter 10, 39 through 43. And I apologize for the instructions that we all heard. Hallelujah. Thank you, Gabe. Let's read this together. Acts 10. Is it up there? All right. Is it start out, and we are witnesses? No. Let me go on. Let me scroll down here. All right, let's read it together. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word, and those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. So as Peter was speaking the word of God to them, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, and they began to speak with tongues. They heard them, and they were shocked, because up to that time, the Gentiles hadn't been baptized with the Holy Spirit. It was the Jews. And so they were shocked that someone who was uncircumcised, according to their traditions, was an unclean person. The Gentiles were considered unclean to them. And so when the Holy Spirit fell upon them, they knew that God was with them. And so let's read on to the next verse. Then Peter answered, "Can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay a few days. So the Gentiles received the Holy Spirit. You see, normally you receive the Holy Spirit after baptism, but that's not the way it happened here. So don't try and put God in a box on how he wants to deliver his Spirit to people, or don't put him in a box about who you think should have the Holy Spirit and who shouldn't. God decides that. God decides that. And so the Gentiles, they heard the gospel message and the Holy Spirit fell on them and they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because that is God's program. Hallelujah. So when a person is baptized in the watery grave, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is reenacted in their life. And we're going to close with this final verse, and then I'm going to turn it over to Apostle Leonard. Romans 6, 3 through 4 says this. Let's read it together. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in newness of life. Hallelujah. That's our promise. The old is passed away. And behold, all things become new. Apostle Leonard, would you like to take it from here?
Well, this is good. I think Ron is getting his waiters on. But the rest of you, you can come up here. I got you four or five questions I ask you, and then you can give your testimony. Everybody, yeah, all three of you come up here and just stand right here. It's okay. This is really good. This is like a new commitment in Jesus Christ, and Janet already talked about it. like old things have passed away and all things become new, new people and all of that. So I just asked a question. Do you all believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins? Okay. Do you believe he was buried in the tomb? Yes. And do you believe he rose again? All right. Do you have a relationship with Jesus? You're saved, right? Yeah, that's good. Have you invited him into your heart? Yes, you have, and that's really good. So this is really exciting. I was wondering what happened to Ron. He was there. Oh, there he is. Okay. Well, what we do is we just ask a question. Is there any special reason why you want to be baptized? Would you like to say something first? Just like, you know.
More like Jesus.
Yeah, she's going to be more like Jesus. That's a new person. Amen. You too? Anything?
To wash away the past so my future isn't bonded to it.
Ooh, that's good. Amen. That's what it is. It's like Egypt, isn't it? We go through the Red Sea and wash away the past. Whoa, that was good.
To die to myself and to fulfill its calling for my life.
Yes. Amen. Rod, you can come on. Well, that's good. Well, what happened was there was a special plug that was unplugged and I didn't know it. And so the water is, it's about 72, so it's like Lake Michigan. Well, they'll never forget that they got baptized, right? Woo, hallelujah. Well, Ron, go ahead and get down in there and wait. Now, we're going to do one at a time, just down and then up real quick, instead of before we would all stand and sit around. So who wants to do first? Because then, okay, why don't you go first and you go right down and upon the confession of your faith and desire of your heart, you can keep going. And the authority invested in us as ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. All right. Get it right in the corner. Okay. All right. We baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and buried in the name of Jesus Christ. All right. Now, all right, just take down. Fall backwards. Okay, you're all right. All right, brand new person in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let her come up and shake a little bit. Sorry about that. Amen. Is it cold, Ron? Oh. Amen. Well, this is her. She was committed once before, but this is like 20 years later. She wants to do it again. So that's good, isn't it? All right, next. Yeah, you can all just run and get changed if you want, right away, whatever. Hey, Rob, why don't you stand her right over here and then lean her back more? Yeah. All right, upon the confession of your faith and authority in your heart, the vested in me, we baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and buried in the name of Jesus, raised to walk in newness of life, new person in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. It's all right. Go ahead. She feels the like, woo. She felt like she's like she was a amen. That happened to me when I got baptized. It's like all of a sudden lightning come upon me and somebody wants to take a video of this one, so go ahead. That's all right. You can grab the edge right there. The rail. I'm sorry. All right, upon the confession of your faith and the desire of your heart as authority of the minister of the gospel of Jesus, we baptize you in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and buried in the name of Jesus Christ to raise to walk in newness of life. You are a new person in Christ Jesus. Amen. Woo! Amen. That's good. All right. You can all thank you. I appreciate that. It was just a little bit cool. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, being that temperature, they're never going to forget. They got baptized. Ooh. I mean, it's not bad. It's 74 or 76, and so it could be worse. Amen. They got the power of the Holy Spirit on them right now. Hallelujah. That's all right. Well, reminds me of the fire of the Holy Spirit coming down and it's really good. Hallelujah. She feels the anointing. That's good though. Hallelujah.
This morning, would you put a little more keys out in the auditorium, please? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your presence, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, if you pray in the Spirit, just go right ahead and pray in the Holy Spirit right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that we're a witness. We're a witness today of the death and the burial and the resurrection of three people who have chosen, Lord, to commit their lives to you, to walk and follow after you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just pray over each one of them. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your presence in their lives. Thank you, Father, that as in the weeks ahead, in the days ahead, Father, that your Holy Spirit surrounds them, Lord, that you, Father God, that you keep them, Lord. Keep them, Lord, in the palm of your hand, Lord. I pray, Father, that you draw each one of them closer to you, Father. Lord, that they will walk in your truth, Lord. Lord, we just pray for them, Lord. Lord, remind the church to pray every day, Lord, not only for one another, but the new converts, Father, that have come into the house of the Lord. Father, draw them close to you. Their hearts are crying out today for more of you. Lord, let that hunger, let that zeal continue, Lord, to burn on the inside of them. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that our River of Life family will hunger and thirst for righteousness, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you be glorified in each one of our lives, Lord. Father, we just thank you that we have this opportunity today to worship you and to magnify you and to rejoice together with each one of these that have committed to serve you. Let's give the Lord a big shout of praise. Big shout of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.